Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, September 23rd. This is the city, Chicago. It was cool. I was working the morning shift at WGN Radio. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. When the more than 3 million people who live in the city get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant, once again, you're serving and protecting, and on Friday you serve us food, and we thank you for that.
Good morning. And
how are you?
You know, a safety tip, if you're driving eastbound in the city right now, you might want to put down your sun visor.
Yeah, east and west around early morning and late evening rush hour times, you get that effect, don't you?
Yeah, I actually, people driving westbound probably look in their rearview mirror and get blinded right now. It just came off.
Let's talk about late night, after the sun sets.
Yeah.
Where to eat. You found a good place, huh?
Friday night, tonight, when you're out, you know, out in Wicker Park where the millennials come out to play, after, you know, you're done with your bar hop and go, you can go to Victory Grill. 2246 North Milwaukee. They're open late, like till 4 in the morning. So, you
know. Not too many places do that
anymore.
And now, post-pandemic, staff shortages, the hours are cut back in a lot of places.
Yeah, I don't even know of any 24-hour places anymore. But, yeah, nowadays, I don't know how many times I see signs that say, well, we're closed after 10 o'clock because of staff shortages. But the Victory Grill is, it's a very fun and bright place. It's very colorful, very red, you know, ketchup red and mustard yellow and big bright lights when you're, I mean, even when they close, because I come down Milwaukee Avenue a lot, depending on what time I get off when I come here, and even after they close, they leave the lights on, and there's this beacon of light as
you're
driving down Milwaukee Avenue. But it's an old school hot dog place, but it's not just an old school hot dog place. They have very good hot dogs, and they have very good cheeseburgers. Actually, they're really good cheese. I had a double cheeseburger that was, I mean, really big. I actually couldn't finish it. Well, I probably could have if I hadn't ordered the garlic fries, which were, very garlicky fries. We'll talk about a place later called Big Guy Sausage, but the that's the only other place I know that has as good garlic fries as this place, as Victory Grill does. If anybody knows of any garlic fries, I love them, so let me know.
Big menu here?
Well, they do. They have your basic hot dog cheeseburger menu. They also have gyros and beef and sausages, just like regular hot dog stands. But they also have some healthy choices. They have chicken kebabs, which my wife had last night, and they were very good. It's surprising that a place like this can cook the chicken so well. It was as good as going to one of these kebab places. So
really,
yeah, and the rice too. The rice was very, very well done. I don't know how you cook rice in a hot dog place, but they somehow do it.
Good for them.
So they do have the healthy stuff, and you know, if you hadn't had enough while you were out bouncing around tonight, they do have some boozy shakes, which are apparently becoming the big rage with the new generation.
So you say.
I have not tried them myself because I don't do that anymore. I'm too old.
Well, good for you. So the shakes, they have, it's regular flavors, and what do they put in there?
I don't know exactly what they put in there. Vodka, I think. It seems like a lot of their stuff is vodka.
Sounds horrible to
me.
They
also have some beer. They have Pabst Blue Ribbon I saw in the cooler.
Oh, God, right.
Yeah, right?
Of course.
Remember
they
that?
Do.
Yeah.
It's Victory Grill, 2246 North Milwaukee.
Yeah, right north of Wicker Park. So, you know. just that night, I love going through that area. But
I love salivating over the rich desserts you brought in. We'll get to that after a quick weather and traffic update here. And Steve, for Alfresco Dining, going to be a little chilly tonight. We should remind you that you can always get a message to the lieutenant with email or text to us or directly. What's that address for you,
it's
Lieutenant?
Beat Cops Guide. Don't forget the S in the cops. It's beatcopsguide@gmail.com. You can also go to the website, beatcopsguide.net. We're trying to restart our podcast, so we've got two done in the last couple weeks. So
all right, people will check that out.
It's a lot more boring than what we do.
And recommendations are welcome. A lot more boring than what we do.
Yeah, we did an hour on organizing my basement over on my vacation. So
now that's entertainment.
Yeah, there you go.
Tell us about your dessert investigation this week.
All right, well, this is pretty cool. And this is Cafe Creamery at 615 North State. I don't normally do downtown places, I have to say. Because it's much more expensive, and I try to keep this low cost, and also because I don't like going downtown.
Well,
it took me an hour to get there from my house. Yeah.
You like going to the neighborhood.
Right. I'm a neighborhood guy. But
and that was the whole reason for this feature, wasn't it? That the police, they like places with good food, quick service, not too expensive. And according to you, you know food better than the firemen.
Right. Well, yeah, the firemen, they just sit around making their own food. They're better. If you want a recipe, talk to a fireman. If you want a restaurant, talk to a policeman. Because they're good cooks. But all right, so Cafe Creamery at 615 North State. One of the reasons why, I mean, I was impressed by the story. Lisa Gasparian, the owner, is getting back into the business after taking some time off, and she traveled around Europe and got some great recipes. But the other reason is because of where it's located. 615 North State is the tree artist building.
Yeah, the Tree Studios.
Tree Studios, yes, thank you. And the Tree Studios is a historic building. It was built back in the 1830s by a judge named Lambert Tree, and there's a police connection there because Lambert Tree and Carter Harrison, the mayor at the time, created the Carter Harrison Lambert Tree Award, which is for gallantry in police work and fire department. 1 year the award goes to the fire department, 1 year it goes to the police department.
They still do that?
They still do it, although I don't think they did it last year because of COVID. But I should have brought the names of the last two recipients because there was two of them last time.
Well, we can do that next week. Well, a little Chicago history.
I do know one of our old first deputies, Alfonso Weisinger, had it because I knew him.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And it's located. It's a beautiful place. They built it as an artist enclave, and Edgar Rice Burroughs lived there, and Peter Falk. Talk about it.
What? Yeah,
Peter Falk lived at the Tree Studios Edgar Rice Burroughs. I don't think they lived there at the same time. But
you know what? I interviewed him for CBS back in the 80s, and Peter Falk told me about his love of Chicago architecture, and I think he took some classes at the Art Institute.
Oh.
Yeah, because he was quite a painter.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just because he was an actor there. All right, so they got their menu divided up into three things: snacks, sweets, and sips. And their snacks, they have some bakery style pizza and some cafe sandwiches and some great croissants with pistachio filling in them. And I'm going through it kind of fast because. Really, I didn't have anything there that I didn't like.
Well, these are very colorful items you brought in.
Well, I brought in some of the sweets. And so there's a tiramisu there and creme brulee with berries on top. And it's fantastic. And they come in like real glass bowls and stuff. And then they have the chocolate cake, which I just had another one last night, and it's like this sponge cake with the chocolate on it, shaved chocolate, and then chocolate powder on it. It was unbelievable.
Well, and did you also have a cocktail at this place?
Well, I did not. I was on my way to work when I stopped there last night. But they do have it. It's really funny because they have canned cocktails, so like a Moscow Mule in a can. And yeah, and or you could buy bottles of very nice wines and stuff. And it's a beautiful place in there. It's new and everything's fresh, but it's designed as kind of a throwback to an old ice cream studio. They also have gelato, and they probably do boozy shakes, but I don't really. They have gelato, and they do other kind of drinks with the ice cream. And they have a few tables and chairs. And then, all right, the Tree Studios is kind of a, they have a courtyard mm-hmm. in between all the buildings, mm-hmm. which is absolutely beautiful. And they have weddings there. They were setting up for a wedding last night when I was there.
Cool. Did you pick up a donut while you were there?
Well, they have a bombolini, they call them. And they're like little donuts with cream inside of them. They had Nutella and some other.
Nice. Yeah. Cafe Creamery, 615 North State. We've got the news on the hour coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right now. Restaurant news, Lieutenant.
Well, one sad note, Big Guy's Sausage, which we reviewed a couple times at a couple different stations because it's been around for a while, mm-hmm. And they had the best garlic fries I've ever had. They're closing counter service this weekend, so if you want to get there before Sunday. They're going to switch over to just doing catering, so they're not completely going away. But they just haven't, the businesses since the pandemic, they haven't recovered.
Yeah. Done that. Yeah, at least they're going to be in business.
And 30 chefs are getting together to raise money and awareness for the humanitarian crisis in Tigray, which is a African nation. Mm-hmm. And there's a big humanitarian crisis there. It's 6 to 9 Wednesday at the National Museum of Puerto Rican Arts and Culture. It's $150, and that's at 3015 West Division.
Got it.
And one more thing, Berwyn Blues Fest is this weekend at Fitzgerald's. They have great food at Fitzgerald's and fantastic music. Taranzo Cannon, who used to be a CTA bus driver and retired and went into blues music, now has several albums out, is playing on Sunday night at 6615 West Roosevelt.
Lieutenant David Haynes, by the way, a request came in when you talk about the locations and mention the police districts. People don't know where they are. So the listeners want you to give the actual neighborhood or address because they don't know what district 14 is, for example.
I always give the address, but I like to say what district it's in just so people know what district they're in when they go there.
I'm not complaining. I'm just passing along a message. Talk to you next Friday.
Hey, let's be careful out here.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Friday, September 23rd, the United Kingdom announcing emergency budget measures today for not only the energy crisis, but inflation. It includes cuts in gas prices, natural gas prices, and tax rebates to consumers in the UK. Here in the U.S., the S&P U.S. manufacturing PMI flash numbers for early September out. We'll also get the U.S. services PMI flash as well today. The Fed Listens event, Chair Jay Powell will speak today, along with the Vice Chair, Lil Brainard, and Governor Michelle Bowman at that event later today. We'll be watching it for any clues as to what the size of the next interest rate hike will be. And on the earnings calendar today, InMed Pharmaceuticals and Moving Image Technologies, among some of the companies reporting quarterly financial earnings. Just a few things that could move the markets on this Friday, September 23rd.
If you have this throat issue where your throat is too tight, almost always the nose is also too tight as well. So you're walking around with all three legs of that triangle compromised. The problem is if you try to address the throat problem, let's throw a CPAP machine on you. If that's what you're going to do about it and your nose isn't working, it's not going to work. So it's not rocket science, but the breathing triangle, if somebody has sleep apnea, is exactly where that problem was happening. Outside of Advent, you will not get that 1-2 punch. Get the nose open and working. Do that simple.